Just woke up from my nap. Now it's time to yap.
Oh, God. How long were you cooking that up?
Just now. Just now. Is it good?
Yeah, that was good. That was good improv.
Cool, cool, cool. Thank you. That's what I'm known for. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Yap Time, our second episode. Wow. It's good to be back.
It's crazy that we're back, honestly. That's really big for us.
That's really big. We continued
on
the thing that we wanted to do, which is awesome. The support for the first episode was so incredible. Like, genuinely, thank you so much. It was, all the feedback was, I don't know, made us really happy.
Everyone was so sweet. I was definitely reading every single comment. So thank you guys for being so nice. And thank you for the feedback and stuff. Change the camera settings, change the mic settings. Hopefully things are a little bit better today.
Yeah, we're going to make very small incremental steps in the right direction every single episode.
Until we defeat the Joe Rogan podcast.
Until we defeat Joe Rogan from Fear Factor. This is, we're back and we're going to be talking about some, I don't know, we're just going to do some funny relationship stories today. Mm-hmm. I think that the story of my first kiss is really funny. I'm going to tell that. From what I've heard, you've got some good, worst first date stories.
Yeah, I have some nightmare situations that I'm excited to share.
Yeah.
Just dating is crazy. Dating young boys is crazy.
Yeah.
And I've done that. And I have some stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited.
I've been a young boy that's been dated. So I'm someone out there is telling that same thing that you just said about me.
I want to see that podcast. That'd be sick.
So we've got some really funny, fun stories coming up here. But I did, again, want to say thank you so much for the support on the first episode. It was super amazing. And I wanted to shout out, we had some members join.
Yes. Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah, so at the end of the last podcast, we announced that we had just set up like some YouTube membership subscription options, just as a fleeting thought. And there were a couple people who subscribed, and that was super freaking awesome. We were like just looking at the analytics app and super pumped about it. And I think you have those people.
I do have these people. Yeah, again, it's just kind of a way, like there's some perks in there. We're still like working out kind of what we want those to be. But it's just kind of a way to support us a little bit extra, you know, if you're able to, like, we appreciate it a ton, but there's no obligation or anything. But I do want to thank Kevin St. Gelais. I'm sorry if I'm saying any of these names wrong. I feel good about that one, though. Embla, Ginger Ninja, and then Ine Castro joined Level 3 membership.
Level 3.
Which is crazy, because that's literally the one where, like...
We put the Level 3, and we were like... Well, I don't know. Maybe someone will want to, but who knows?
Yeah, no, it's anyway, all that to say, we appreciate the support a ton. If you want to support just a little bit extra, I mean, if you're watching this, you're already doing so much and we appreciate you. But yeah, you want to get into it?
Yeah.
What should I tell my first kiss story first?
Yeah, we could both do first kiss stories if you want.
Okay. You want to go? Should I go?
You go.
Okay, I'll go. My first kiss, I don't know, this people might know bits and pieces of it from other things that I've done, but it's a warm Idaho evening. I, at this point in time, don't believe I have my driver's license. I am 16 years old, if I remember correctly. Yes, 16. No, I would have been 15, probably close to turning 16, though. And here we go. This is great. So there's this girl that I have a crush on.
Another woman.
Okay.
Just kidding. Go ahead, proceed.
No. There's this girl and she lives literally. Okay. So imagine, you know, in Idaho, you've been, but kind of the neighborhoody areas.
Yeah.
She basically, like, I was in this neighborhood. There was an intersection here. And then she was kind of on the other side of the intersection in that neighborhood.
Okay. So she was across the street for people not watching you. Point
yes,
that out.
For people not watching me, she had to have been less than a mile away or right around a mile. And it is, God, it's got to be like 2 a.m, 1 a.m or something like that. We're texting, messaging, and she just invites me over. And I was like, what? I was
you like, guys are 15, 16, and at 2 a.m, she invites you over.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the best part about it is there was nothing romantic or anything up until this point. It's not like we'd had a crush on each other or we were like, quote unquote, dating. It was like, we were just friends. And she just invites me over and I'd ride my bike over to her house. I just dump that shit in the front lawn and I go. She sneaks me in like through her like backyard side door into the garage, sneaks me upstairs. into a room, and then we're just hanging out in a room. And we decided we wanted to watch something. We're just laying in our bed, get on a laptop, and we throw on Napoleon Dynamite.
Wow.
Napoleon Dynamite. Incredible film, for those of you who haven't seen it. Actually, fun fact, takes place in Idaho. Preston, Idaho.
I didn't know that.
Way up in the north there. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been to the Preston, Idaho Napoleon Dynamite High School.
Whoa.
It's if you've seen the movie, it's exactly what it looks like. It's just a small town in Idaho. Nothing really remarkable.
Yeah. And if you've seen the movie, you know, it really makes you want to have your first kiss.
Yeah, it's very sexually charged. But yeah, we watch Napoleon Dynamite, and then I'm just kind of laying in her bed with her, and we're just chilling, talking.
You're laying in bed watching Napoleon Dynamite. Okay, this feels really intimate, actually.
It's
crazy. In my head, I was picturing like a den, like a movie watching moment, but you're in bed. Okay, proceed.
No, in her room, in her bed, and there is a candle. There is a Scentsy candle.
Oh, good.
Lit. And so... We get done, and I don't know. I've never
done what?
Watching the movie.
Okay.
Get done what?
Well, it's like there's like an order. You didn't kiss during the movie. It's like, okay, the movie's over. Like, what's next on the agenda?
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to kiss you.
Yeah. That was how it went. Exactly. No, we get done watching the movie, and I don't know how to act. And like, I was such a baby at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I was such a baby. I had zero experience. I didn't know anything. And we're just sort of laying there. And she asked me, she's like, have you ever had your first kiss? And I was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And she just goes, well, do you want to kiss me?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, sure, yeah, let's do it. And it was so funny because she like leaned over and we leaned in, and it was just the littlest, just,
oh,
it was the littlest. And I actually don't know if this is verbatim what I said, but I'm pretty sure I verbatim was like, can we do it again?
That's something you would say today. That's like something you would say today.
Yeah.
We would have a kiss and you'd be like, can we kiss again?
Yeah. Well, because I was like, I just like kissed and I was like, okay. And I was like, I feel like that there's more to it than that.
You were like, that's not all it looked out to be.
Yeah. I was like, surely we can do it more. So then, yeah, I was like, can we do it again? And then we just kind of started kissing and I guess making out.
Uh-huh.
And then we were just making out in her bedroom watching Napoleon Dynamite. And God, I mean, that's pretty much the mood, I think. And then I think it literally, I mean, we were hanging out in her room and it was like 5 a.m. and I had to go because she was like, my dad's going to get up for work at like 5:30. She's like, and if you're here and my dad's here, she's like, he'll kill you.
Oh my God.
Sure. Her parents are like from the South. Like she's like Southern, and like her dad, like her parents, like very strict.
Yeah.
There
were guns in that household.
There were definitely weapons.
Yeah.
In that house. And yeah, I got up out of the bedroom. She snuck me down. I got on my bike and I rode home, and I tried to be as quiet as possible, like going back into my house. And that was my first kiss.
That's crazy.
I rode my bike to a girl's house at like 1 a.m. We watched Napoleon Dynamite, and then we made out in her bedroom.
That's very interesting. I knew this story, but the detail is immaculate.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. No.
So was this like your first time sneaking out as well?
It was. Yeah, it was my first time sneaking out too.
Wow.
And then
first kiss, first sneak out, first sneak in, first make out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Also, first time I saw boobs.
Where? What? What? That's crazy. Okay, that came out of left field.
Yeah. There was, you know, I had to leave you on the edge for that one. Yeah, I also saw her boobs that night.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're 15, 16.
Yeah.
That's crazy. This story makes me so uncomfortable. My first kiss story is very different.
Yeah.
Very different.
Okay. Let's hear it then.
Okay. Well, I had had a crush on this guy for a really long time, and there was a lot of back and forth. That's just like, oh my God, a story for another day. But we went on our second date, and I never had my first kiss before, obviously. So I was like super nervous. And it's like something when you're like 15, you're like thinking about all the time. You're like, is this the year I'm going to have my first guest?
Yeah.
So I was really, really nervous. But we ended up going or kind of sneaking onto a golf course.
Okay. Okay, Troy Bolton and Gabriella.
No, I was like one of those kids. I love to be rebellious and like climb over the fence to the golf course at like midnight, you know? Mm-hmm. So we were at the golf course and we're just running around and it's like very fun. There's like sprinklers and stuff. And then there was this really, really awkward moment where we were hanging out. Like, it was like, I think we were just like sitting on the grass and maybe there was like tickling involved or something, like some sort of weird shit like that.
God, maybe there was tickling involved.
Maybe there was tickling. But I'm laying down and then he, in like a playful way, I assume. And like, I think also it was so cringe because calculated, I presume this was calculated. Mm-hmm. He started just like kissing me a ton all over my face.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I knew where it was going, like when he was doing that. Yeah. And I think I shut down because that's not when I had my first kiss. Because then we get up, we move and stuff, we go sit by a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're sitting by the tree and obviously like I'm still like I was kind of like icked out by like what had just happened, but like I still wanted to have my first kiss.
Yeah.
And so we're by the tree and like we're sitting and like we're probably holding hands, and then he just asks me, can I kiss you? And that's then I just leaned over and I kissed him. And that was it. It was a really wet kiss. It was really weird. My mouth was really wet and I was like, and then I just kind of like wiped it, like I was like
you got
trying
done kissing
not
and wiped your lips. Like,
yeah, I needed to like it was just so wet, and I was like, this is so crazy, like that's so gross, like people like to kiss, and that was it. That was my first kiss. Yeah.
Wait, I wasn't your first kiss.
No, but that my first kiss is the reason why I don't like people asking, "Can I kiss you?"
Mm.
Maybe I just didn't like this kid. Now that I'm thinking about it, everything he did really didn't. Wasn't for me.
Yeah, it sounds like this wasn't a super positive experience for
no,
you.
No, I mean, it was fine. Yeah. It's just looking back, I'm like, I don't know if I enjoyed that much.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm learning about myself live on this podcast.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We have very different first kiss stories. That's so funny.
Yeah, no boobs in mine.
No boobs in yours.
Yeah.
You didn't get to see his boobs.
No.
Dude, you should have asked.
I should have.
It is crazy because I truly don't remember anything about like the actual night of my first kiss. I have like very like I have a vivid memory of laying my bike down in her front yard because it was actually my dad's bike because my bike had gotten stolen. Mm-hmm. And my dad had a really nice bike. Mm-hmm. And it's Idaho. And like
nobody's going to steal the bike.
Yeah, but I was laying it down and I was like, that would be a really hard thing to explain if my dad's bike went missing and then I had to walk home, and thankfully it didn't. But yeah. I remember laying my bike down, and then I just remember, yeah, like, I don't know how it got there, but I think we were just making out, and then, yeah, and then her boobs were out.
That's crazy. That's you're just the Rizzler.
We were just making out, all of a sudden I saw her boobs.
That's crazy.
It is crazy for the first like for the night of the first kiss to also see her first boobs.
Yes. No, all of that is very insane.
Yeah.
Like all of my firsts after my first kiss were with that same guy, but not on the same night. That's insane. You were like speed running your first.
Yeah. Yeah. I snuck out a lot after that.
Really?
That was I'm curious actually like how good I was at sneaking out. I think that like back then I think that I thought I was being very careful and being very like quiet, but I'm curious if like actually like my parents just like knew that I was like sneaking out.
Oh my God, I would love to ask my mom if she knew like all of the stuff I was up to as a teenager.
Yeah
I feel like your parents are the kind to be like, there he goes.
Yeah. they did catch me one time actually making out with the girl that I had my first kiss with.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
They caught you making out.
Yeah.
So she was over?
She was we were in her car. Okay. And we were in a parking lot that was nearby.
Oh my God.
Where we both lived.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how. I don't remember how, but my parents like pulled up and like saw us, and then like I just got a text on my phone and it said, "Trevor, get home now."
Oh my God.
And I was like, ah, crap. And then I like went home and I walked inside and I went, like, I could hear my family in the kitchen, and I went straight upstairs to my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And then my dad came in. He was like, "Hey buddy, how you doing?" I was like, "I'm really tired." And he was like, "Okay." And like shut my door.
Oh my God.
And I just went to sleep.
Wait, so Is it confirmed that they saw you in the parking lot?
Yeah, yeah. I talked to about I talked to them about it afterward. But I think that
that is so funny.
I think that my dad had the emotional awareness to be like, I'll talk to him later.
Yeah,
he's very embarrassed right now and not wanting to talk to anyone. Yeah, obviously,
that is so funny.
But I'm sure that my parents and then I think my brother and his now wife were probably all having a good laugh about it because I think they were all in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, the baby.
It's so hard to say though, because like, yeah, I don't want to just blatantly be like, so do you, like, were you aware of all those times I was mm-hmm. sneaking out?
Yeah.
It's like, you got to kind of goad them into saying something about it. And then you'd be like, oh, you knew?
Whoa. No, I don't know if my mom, I think my mom genuinely has no clue about how much of a degenerate kid I was. And I'm not ready to bring it up. So she'll probably find out through the internet, through this podcast, potentially.
That's okay.
But I think your parents are chill enough to just kind of be like, he's living his life.
Yeah. My parents are like, they're chill enough that like, I don't know that there's anything I'd be embarrassed to say on this that I'd be like, oh, I don't want them to know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure they know that I'm pretty kind of stupid. I'm pretty sure they know that, you know, I've gotten up to, I mean, I haven't done anything bad.
Yeah.
But I know that, like, I'm sure they knew that in high school I was doing some silly stuff or whatever. Yeah. And it's not stuff that I would be like, oh my God, they can't know about that.
Yeah.
I didn't smash anyone's mailbox or anything.
Yeah. I think as a parent, there's a level of stupidity you expect your child to get into because we're all kind of stupid when we're children.
Yeah. One of my dad's favorite stories to tell is about how his younger brother, my uncle Jeremy, chased him down the street throwing steak knives at him.
What?
They like got into a fight or something and my uncle chased my dad down the street in their neighborhood throwing knives at him.
Oh my
God.
Got
the cops called on him. So like I've never had the cops called on me.
Right.
So,
that's crazy.
So what up, Dad? I'm a good guy.
Oh my God. Kids back then were just like insane though. Like, yeah. You could do anything you wanted. No cameras, no TikTok.
Yeah. Forget no, in it. The 80s,
yeah.
You just run around throwing knives at people. Yeah.
Nobody's going to
film
find
you. Nobody's going to film you on their iPhone. Dude. You're not going to get caught on the Ring camera.
The golden age.
The golden age. Oh man. I would have stabbed my brother in the 80s.
Oh my God. Stop.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, what other firsts are we talking about?
Well, I want to hear about some first dates. You made me believe, you led me to believe you have some crazy like first date stories, or at least a crazy
at least one. Story, so. I think if I think about it too much, I'll start to come up with more because I've repressed them. But the one that sticks with me the most is, well, it was at the beginning of the pandemic.
Mm.
So dating's rough. Everyone's on dating apps.
Yep.
It was like right before it got super, super serious. So I was like, just trying to be careful, like in those first couple months of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I'm from El Paso, Texas, which is a military town. There's like a base there. So there is a bountiful amount of white boys around the age of 19 to 21.
Yeah.
There are just so many of them in the military. So on the apps, so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one guy, I match with him on probably Tinder, and we decide we're going to hang out pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. At this point in my life, I'm like, 21, 22 or something. And like very, very not serious about relationships. Just having like a good time. Mm-hmm. And it's the pandemic. So we have nowhere to go. And my mom growing up, she's one of those moms that's like, oh my God, I can't wait till you have a baby. I can't wait till you like marry someone. Like, ooh, who do you have a crush on?
Mm-hmm.
So she was an enabler of like any kind of promiscuous behavior, if I'm being honest.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And so I told her about this guy, showed her a couple of photos, and she's like, oh my God, like, just invite him over. Like, what a cutie or something. Like, just have him come over, like, since you can't go anywhere, it's a pandemic. And so first time I meet this guy, right outside my apartment, so awkward. I'm really tall, and I tell everyone I'm really tall, and so it really made me angry when he came up to me and like put his arms around me. And then we immediately, like, this is the first thing, I just see this guy, he puts his arms around me, we start doing that weird like girlfriend boyfriend walk, you know, where you're like stepping together back and forth.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh my God, you are so tall. And I was like, yeah, like, I told you I'm tall. And so that was annoying to me, and so I'm already like, who are you?
Were you taller than him?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm like 5'10", and he was probably like 6 feet. Okay. But like, when you're 6 feet with a girl that's 5'10", I think that's not enough for them. You know, like, that can be like, whoa, you're really tall.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, we go inside, and It's probably the afternoon, I don't know, like 5 or something. And then we get dinner ordered. We order dinner, very sweet. He pays for everything, very epic. And then we're just like hanging out in my room. I like show him my PC and like video game stuff because that's like the cool thing about me to boys is like that I game.
Yeah,
And so
that's what hooked me.
So we show him my battle station or whatever. And we're just hanging out. Shenanigans, things happen, whatever. We're
Okay.
hanging out.
Please explain.
We're hanging out.
They would like to know.
He was super tatted up, actually. I'm trying to think of things to say. He was super tatted up.
You're trying to think of things to say other than he was giving me sweet, tender kisses.
No. Okay, so anyways, he had so many tattoos, like literally every inch of him, like his legs, everything tattooed.
You saw every inch of him.
Shut up. No. Every inch of him was tattooed. And then he was wearing a beanie. And like, this is the first time I learned about early onset male baldness because he was like seriously bald. Like he was like super bald, like old man status bald. And I was just like, it didn't bother me. Like he was mostly shaved anyways. But he just looked really, really edgy. And like, I was like, it's not a big deal. Like, I literally don't care. What am I on about? Okay, so this is our first date. And then, so we're hanging out, and all of a sudden, you know, it's getting later. It's probably like 9, 10, and I'm like, okay, like, when is this guy gonna go home? Like, it's been a minute. Like, we met each other, we ate, like, it's over. You know, like, we're not going anywhere from here. And then I kind of bring it up. I'm like, all right, so like, are you gonna go home? Like, are you gonna leave? And then he's like, oh, no, I can't go back. I can't go back to the barracks because they have like a, what is it called? A curfew.
Oh.
There's a curfew, and it was at like 8 or something.
So
Like for
he
the
had.
pandemic, he had an early curfew. He knew it and he didn't tell me. And he still came over like a few hours before.
That's crazy.
And I was like, what do you mean you have a curfew? Like, where are you going? And he was like, well, I thought I would just stay here.
That's insane.
And I'm like, it's our first time meeting.
Yeah.
Like, you came to my mother's home. Like, it's not like it's my apartment. Like,
Yeah.
and so I'm like, I don't know what to do. This sucks. Like, I don't know this guy. Like,
Yeah.
you know, as a woman, you don't want to like sleep with a stranger in your room. And like, I want to take my makeup off, but now I'm feeling like I can't take my makeup off. And like, I'm not going to get my cozy sleep with my retainer in and like, you know, get to like drool. Like, now I have to figure out what to do with this man. And so my mom, of course, is like, let him stay. So he stays. He stays the night. And then the morning comes, the morning goes. It's lunchtime.
Oh, he's lingering.
He's lingering. He won't leave.
He's a lingerer.
He won't leave.
God, and
And
he's
so,
bald.
and he's bald. Oh my God. And then he orders lunch,
Okay.
a lot of sushi, very expensive,
That's
super
awesome.
flex, you know?
Okay. El Paso sushi.
El Paso
Oh my
sushi.
God.
Orders food for me, him, and my mom. Very sweet. And then shortly after that, I think I finally get him to go home.
Yeah.
But it was way too long.
It's like almost 24 hours.
We basically spent 24 hours together.
That's crazy. First date, Tinder date, locked in your home for 24 hours during the pandemic. That's like a Saw
That's
challenge.
bonkers.
That's like a Saw trap.
Literally. That could be like a reality TV show.
Yeah.
Just putting a man in your house.
Probably is.
It probably is. But yeah, that's my first date story that I think is bonkers.
Wow.
I don't know, he wouldn't leave.
No, that's
I think that's really rare too, because of the pandemic. Like, I feel like in any other scenario, I could have gotten him to leave. But he, like, I can't tell if it was intentional, like the way he lied.
Or omitted the truth. He just didn't bother to bring up the fact that
He
he
could have been
had.
like, hey, my curfew's at 9 or 8 or whatever. If I'm not out of here, then I'm
And I
gonna have
mean,
to spend the night.
and I've visited El Paso. It's not like it was an hour drive back. He would
No.
have he could have hung out for a while and been back in time. Like,
No, for sure. I mean, back to the barracks, it was probably like a 20, 25-minute drive or something.
Wow. No, that's pretty good. Is that Yeah, no, I mean, I can't imagine. I feel like being a woman in that situation is like so weird. Just like trying to like get a guy out of your house. I don't know. Like that's like I mean, thank God, like honestly, that you were with your mom. That there were like at least two of you, because like that'd be weird if you were living on your own and he was like, no, I need to stay here. I can't go back to the barracks.
No,
Like,
it easily could have been a nightmare situation. Very lucky that he was just like a little bit of a weirdo, but not like a freak.
yeah, very lucky that he was just bald.
The
There's nothing wrong with being bald.
There's nothing wrong with being bald.
As someone who has male pattern baldness, there's nothing wrong with being bald.
No, and listen, he was like 22 or something. Like, yeah. We were among the same age. So, like, I've had sympathy ever since. Yeah. Like, I'm a big advocate of being okay with, like, baldness.
Yeah.
Because it's so common and people don't talk about it.
No, nobody talks about it.
It's, all right. What is your worst first date story?
Oh my God. My worst first date story. I've got some. Okay, here's my worst one. It's pretty bad and it's going to sound insane. It's going to be like one of those things where, like, how do you even get yourself into this situation, Trevor?
Okay.
So it was when I was in culinary school, freshly moved to Los Angeles. I thought, you know what? Here I am. I am, you know, going to put myself out there. I downloaded Bumble. Now, okay, and here's what you, I need to give you a backstory on my living situation at the time. My best friend, Eric, and I were going to culinary school together, and we were basically on, like, our housing situation was the culinary school that we went to, kind of, like, had, a, like, a little partnership thing with one of the colleges, like, local colleges, and so we were staying in a dorm together, basically, at a college nearby. And our dorm room was a dorm room. It was like we had like two desks, two beds, you know, closet, whatever. And then like there was kind of like a communal little like kitchen area, whatever thing.
Okay.
So that's my living situation. And it's a tiny dorm room bed. You're going to need that for later. And it's in the hot Pasadena summer. So we're talking like 90 degrees. No air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
Not like any like central AC. So it's just hot as heck in our room all the time. I get on Bumble and I match with a few people, but I match with this girl. And
a few people, just
yeah.
I match just with, so you know,
I match with a few people. I got a couple people are interested in it. So I match with this girl and I have my range on Bumble set to like, I don't know, it's LA, but I set it like 15, 10 miles, something like that. Sure.
Like, that's a long way in LA.
I didn't know that at the time, but it's also Pasadena. It's a little bit further out there.
Okay.
So I match with this girl and we're talking for a bit and she tells me she's from Bakersfield.
Okay.
Now, I'm actually going to look up. Let me grab my phone here. I want to look up how far away Bakersfield is from us because it makes it more insane. Bakersfield is 2 hours away.
Oh my God.
Up into Northern, a terrible city.
Oh,
if you're from Bakersfield, I'm sorry. It's just the armpit of California.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Bakersfield and I'm like, what? So it turns out she was just like in LA, like visiting, hanging out with like a friend or something and was just on Bumble and matched. So we're still talking. I'm like, whatever, you know, I'm flirting, we're flirting. And she goes, hey, like I come into LA pretty often, like see my friend. She's like, I'm going to come into town. Would you want to hang out? And I was like, yeah, okay. But the way she framed it was kind of just like, oh, I'm going to be in town. Like, would you want to hang? She was she actually was just coming to go on a date with me. And she drives her car down, but she tells me beforehand, she's like, hey, she's like, is it okay if I bring someone with me? Just because I've never met you before. And I'm like, that's pretty reasonable. Like, you know, you've never met a guy, like you want to bring someone with you. It's like, it's a 2 hour drive. I don't know who's going to accompany you on a 2 hour drive to meet some random guy from Bumble. Her best friend's mother.
No.
Swear to God. Came down. She drove like a, this girl drove like a black, like Camaro or something, but it's like a car that like doesn't have like an easily, it's not like a big back seat. So her best friend's mom is just in the back seat of this car and I get in and she's like, what do you want to do? And I was like,
no,
I was like, what? And I hadn't been living, I'd been living in Pasadena
for
a couple months at this point.
Yeah. And you're a broke kid going through school.
Broke kid, no money. In Pasadena, I don't even know what's in LA at this point. I've probably been into LA like once or twice at this point. So I was like, I don't know. So I just like whip out my phone and I'm looking up stuff. And there's there's the Museum of Death in LA, which is actually a pretty cool museum. But I just looked it up. I was like, okay. I was like, it's not like an expensive thing to do. Like we can go like go to the Museum of Death.
All three of you.
All three of us. And we like pull a, we like go over and her best friend's mom, it's so weird. The entire time it's just talking about like her sexual escapades and like things she's doing. And not only that, she came down with her and was like, was saying like how she matched with a guy on Tinder. She's like, I need you to go drop me off at a dog house, which is a hot dog restaurant chain. Mm-hmm. She's like, I need you to take me to this dog house. And it's actually in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I didn't know what Burbank was.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, I need you to take me here. I'm going to drop me off with this Tinder date. And we're going to like hook up. And then you can pick me up once we're done. Once you guys are like done with the rest of your date.
This is terrible.
Yeah. So, but all three of us go to the Museum of Death together.
Uh-huh.
We walk around. It's weird. It's uncomfortable. It's like I'm like talking with this girl and her best friend's mom about murderers and serial killers and crap. Mm-hmm. And we get done with that. And mm-hmm. then she's like, okay, drive me to the doghouse. Drop me off with my Tinder date. We drop her off. And then we drove back to Pasadena to my place. Mm. And poor Eric, it just like, he's like, I was like, yeah, is it okay if I like this girl wants to come over and like watch a movie?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, yeah, I'll just like go hang out, like do something for a bit. So this girl is in my tiny dormitory bed and it's hot as hell. And I have my laptop sitting on my lap, but we're like watching this movie and we get done. And unfortunately, and like, I don't want to be mean. She was a very sweet person.
Mm-hmm.
But we get done with this movie and she was a yapper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming from me.
Holy crap.
A D1 yapper, mm-hmm. like type of person who I couldn't get a word in while she was talking.
Whoa.
Like she was talking and I would try and like chime in and she would go off on an offshoot, like mm-hmm. little tangent, like definitely some like ADHD, like probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. I've been there, but like mm-hmm. I couldn't get a word in.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was like, I got to do something. So I just like kissed her. I just leaned over and I kissed her and I started kissing her. And I was like, I gotta be done with this situation. And then she was not a good kisser.
This is crazy. This is crazy to me. You're in this, like, you're having the craziest day of your life. Uh-huh. You have this like promiscuous woman that you dropped off for her Tinder date. You took these people to like the death museum. You have this woman who won't stop speaking to you in your dorm room.
Okay.
And then with your tools, all the tools at your, you know, disposal, you're like, I'm just going to use my mouth.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just going to kiss her.
You were acting like I orchestrated this. I was being dragged around through all of this.
Uh-huh.
I was a passenger princess just being driven around hearing mm-hmm. this woman in the backseat mm-hmm. talk about all of her sexual escapades and all the things she's done.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know how to get her to stop talking. So I just kissed her.
That's insane.
It is. And I don't feel good about it. And it definitely wasn't the right way to handle the situation. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know what to do.
Did it work? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we just kissed for a bit. And then I was like, hey, like, it might be time to like get like my... I don't know. I think like her friend's mom or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We managed to get out of the situation, like walked her out, like to her car, gave her a hug, said it was like really nice, whatever. And then, and then she drove back to Bakersfield and I never saw her again.
Dude, what was that drive like, you think, for her and her best friend's mom?
I have no idea. It was such like a, I don't know. It was insane. I mean, that was like, probably the most insane first date I've ever had. I don't think.
It's just very untraditional. We've mm-hmm. run into like some crazy people.
Yeah.
People are insane.
LA is insane. I have another crazy story
uh-huh.
of from dating in LA. It wasn't a first date,
mm-hmm.
but it was, I don't know. That story is insane.
No, we should hear it.
You should hear it? Well, I feel bad. I feel like I've been yapping for so long.
No, that's okay. I love watching you talk. I don't have many dating in LA stories because we met so soon after I moved to LA.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was one person I probably talked to, you know, about them, mm-hmm. but that like wasn't healthy or normal. So
yeah,
you came around and I was like, hey. So tell us your dating story.
It is funny. All of the dating that I've done basically has been in LA because I didn't really date anyone before I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, all of my.
You just experience. Saw that one girl's boobs, and then you moved to LA.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is crazy. This is a Hinge person that I met on Hinge.
Okay.
And our first date was like, I think I'm a very naive person, or at least I used to be more naive, because looking back, this person was clearly on the app, just kind of wanting to hook up with people. But, you know, I was on Hinge and I was like, oh, it's Hinge, you know, people want a date or whatever. So I matched with this girl and I'm like trying to kind of set up a date. I'm like, oh, like, what kind of things do you like? Like, do you want to meet? Do you want to do this thing? Do this thing? Mm-hmm. And then eventually she just goes, do you just want to come over to my place like on like a random like Thursday night? And I was like, okay, yeah. So I like went after work, went to this girl's place. We watched a movie.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Not Napoleon Dynamite. it was actually, it was a horror movie. I don't remember which one, but she was like living alone in like this crazy, like nice apartment. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I was so confused. I like barely knew anything about her. Insanely messy. It was so messy. And in her bedroom, she had this big bed, black sheer canopy, clothes all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And on the wall next to her bed, hanging, was all of her sex toys. Just like all of them.
I don't proceed.
So I'm like horrified at that point. But like,
this is crazy. Wait, and you're how old?
20.
Okay, and how old is she?
Like probably like 21.
You felt like around your same age?
Yeah, yeah, it was a similar
interesting
age.
Oh my god, I wonder if she was like an OF girl or something.
No, yeah, she was a musician actually.
Okay.
The genre that she described herself as making music was goth pop.
Okay, fun.
So she was like definitely very alt.
A little edgy.
So again, I am a very naive person and I'm like clearly not like understanding that this is probably more of just like a hookup situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I follow her on social media, obviously. And I see on her story after the fact that like, you know, after that, like kind of first date that she has like a show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, I'll go to the show. Like that would be a fun, like, it would be nice to support her. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure she'd appreciate that. So I go and I buy tickets and I get instructions on how to get to the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in this dark part of downtown Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that like, you're going to look for a garage door that has like light mm-hmm. coming out from underneath.
Oh, absolutely not.
And there's going to be like rose petals on the sidewalk outside of this place. And already I'm like, what the heck? And then she was like, it was like, you need a knock. And then there's a password to say to get in. And the password was, I am a virgin. And I don't know how, I don't know, like, what part of me still managed to, like, get up and go to this, having all this information.
Yeah.
So I take an Uber into, like, downtown Los Angeles. I swear it's, like, this, like, empty kind of, like, side street.
Mm-hmm.
I find this, like, roll-up door that has light and mm-hmm. rose petals.
Mm-hmm.
I say the password and I go in. And it's just, like, it's the weirdest thing. I like walk in and there's basically on, it's like kind of a narrow-ish building.
Mm-hmm.
On the right-hand side is like the stage area. And then there's a little balcony and another kind of side path that goes up like to the back and then up. I don't know.
Okay.
It was very weird. The stage. I get there right as she's going on because she was set to start performing. There's like a bunch of people performing or whatever. So I get there at like midnight, which is when she's set to start performing. Mm-hmm. I go in, she's like doing her thing. It's funny because I dressed as like edgy as possible.
You wore your docs.
I didn't own my docs at that point, but I would have.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wore like black, like ripped jeans, like black Converse, and then like a black hoodie mm-hmm. with a red and black flannel over the top. Like just like very, I mean, mm-hmm. not anything, you know, crazy, but I was like, I gotta at least try
fit
and like
in.
Look fit in a little bit. Literally within like 2 minutes of walking in, somebody asked me if I knew where they could get drugs. And I was like, I'm not the guy to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't done drugs at that point, mm-hmm. done any drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I go in and she like gets done performing and like a bunch of her friends are there. And this mm-hmm. was like genuinely one of the most uncomfortable, like I you know me, you know how weird I am in social situations.
Mm-hmm.
Like that I'm not comfortable in.
Yeah.
I'm just stone cold sober in this place and I'm like freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
She gets done and I was like, I just need like someone that I know like to like talk to. Like I need to talk to her. And she like comes down and like like throws like a huge hug around me mm-hmm. when she saw me. And I was like, oh, I was like, that's, I wasn't expecting that response. Like, that's mm-hmm. very nice. After she performs, the next person that goes on is a drag queen. And she is doing her performance. And part of her performance, she has a fanny pack on
mm-hmm.
and she pulls out a white claw and mm-hmm. a turkey baster.
Mm-hmm.
And mother and father, if you're listening to the podcast at this point in time, just click off.
This is the time to pause it.
This is the time to pause it.
Oh my God. This story is insane. Please keep going.
Yeah. This is a drag queen with a turkey baster and a white claw. And she opens up the white claw, takes a sip, turkey baste some in,
mm-hmm.
squats down, pulls undergarments to the side, turkey baste into.
What?
And then out, and then sprays it around. Look, I know. And I'm sitting there watching this, and I am horrified. And
what
I'm,
the heck?
And I'm like, where am I? I need to get out. And so after that, I'm just like, I was just going insane. Eventually, we get out, like her and all of her friends. And we get out onto the sidewalk and we're like, okay, like, let's go back to her place. And I was like, okay, I just hopped in an Uber.
I can't believe you're still deciding to stay with these people, but okay.
I know. It was a dark time in my life. This was also like pulling back the curtain. This was like very much like I was living in LA. I didn't really have like many friends outside of people I knew from work. I was like pretty depressed at the time, like mm-hmm. not medicated, like not dealing. Like it was a weird time in my
yeah.
life.
Yeah. Where things could slide. You were like, well, yeah. I'm with friends.
this is literally like months, like a couple months before COVID. This is like start of 2020. Okay. So things are weird. Anyway, we go back to her place and started playing a game of Never Have I Ever with all of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that they were Never Have I Ever-ing
mm-hmm.
was insane. I was like, I was sitting there all my fingers up and I'm like, this is crazy. It gets around to me and I go, never have I ever smoked a cigarette. Swear to God, in front of all these people. And they're like, what?
Oh my God.
And then I smoked my first cigarette that night.
That's so
because
funny.
One of them had one.
Oh, they were like, hey, let me help you out.
They were like, do you want to go? And it was like a clove cigarette. And
that's bonkers.
And I went and like took a few rips of it out on a balcony.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, and then that was the I think I saw her one more time after that. And then after that, it was over after that, because I think I started to realize the light started to appear in my head that I was like, oh, like she's definitely, this is not like a relationship thing for her. Mm-hmm. Like this is just, I was like,
she just likes having fun party people around her. And she was mm-hmm. willing to have you around. You were going to end up like a drug addict or something.
I was going to end up probably like, yeah, I'd like to think that I wouldn't end up a drug addict, but I probably would have ended up doing some pretty stupid stuff.
You would have been pretty edgy.
I would have been pretty
edgy. You might have been pretty cool after that relationship.
No. Oh my God. Could you imagine though going like if that continued on as an actual relationship and went into COVID? Oh my God.
There's an alternative universe. Where you kept hanging out with her.
I don't want to know alternate That's universe crazy. Trevor that kept pursuing that.
That's insane.
Wow.
First cigarette too.
First cigarette. So that's the story of my first cigarette.
That's so funny. I have a really funny first cigarette story, actually.
Oh yeah, let's go. That's awesome. I'm very sweaty and embarrassed now, so please.
No. I think that's amazing. And we've all kind of been in situations, I think, where we shouldn't have been, but we just kept going because it's like, for the plot, you know?
Yeah.
So I forgive you.
Okay. Thank you.
We're still good.
Okay.
Okay. So cigarette. My sister is 5-4 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm in middle school, she has a car. She has high school friends mm-hmm. and like she drives around and stuff. And she also drives me around. And one day I'm in the back seat and there is a pack of cigarettes on the floor. I don't know if they were hers or if they were like a friend of hers, you know, maybe left them there.
Yeah.
Point is, I'm way younger than her. So let's say she's like, I don't know, 17 and I'm like 13.
Yeah.
I'm super curious about cigarettes. Cigarettes, like this is the age where you start like thinking about like you realize people are doing drugs and like cigarettes and you're like, whoa, like this is all so crazy. So I sneak the pack of cigarettes into my backpack and then one day I probably hid those for like ever. Yeah. And they like smelt so good though. They weren't like regular cigarettes. Yeah. Like they had like minty something. Mm-hmm. And I just thought they smelled so good. And I was like, man, I'm going to like love cigarettes. I need to do this. And so one day I run the shower, super hot, and I open the bathroom window. I don't know where I get a lighter, but I get a lighter. It's probably honestly like a candle lighter too. I get one of those. And like, I've never smoked anything in my life. I'm super young. I go into the mirror, like, so I can light it. I light it. I take a breath in and I'm like, okay, I don't feel anything. But then I exhale and it's this huge puff of smoke. And I was like shocked and scared. And so I threw the cigarette into the toilet and I flushed it.
That's so funny.
And that's it. It scared me how much smoke came out of me. I was like, why did that?
Like, and you like fully inhaled like a huge cloud.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, I don't think I like when I hit it, I didn't think I had actually hit it. And so I blew out. I was like, did I do anything? And I did.
And you got so scared you put it in the toilet.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, that's so much smoke. Like my family's going to smell it. They're going to come in here and know that I was smoking a cigarette and I'm going to get in trouble. So I like immediately was like, toilet flush and like took a shower, washed my sins off and like
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God, did you feel it? Did you feel the like nicotine?
No.
What?
I don't even, as an adult who has since smoked a couple cigarettes, I don't even know what that means.
You don't feel like the little like little nicotine like kind of rush in your head when you like smoke something?
Whoa. I don't think so.
Oh. I thought that's like why people did it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know how to go about this conversation because I don't know what to ask. You so used funny. To vape, so maybe you're like more familiar. But cigarettes I've had were like that one and then, you know, at bars or something.
Yeah.
So I was probably also inebriated, so maybe I just don't know what you're saying.
Hmm. Interesting.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did you get into vaping for the nicotine high?
No, but I think that that's like one of like the things like that you do. I got into vaping accidentally. My friend gave me a vape and I literally didn't. The first time I hit a vape, I didn't even know that you were supposed to like inhale it. Because I grew up around like my dad like owns a cigar lounge and smokes cigars. And so I'd smoked cigars before, but those cigars you don't inhale.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I like hit a vape. I like didn't even realize that you inhaled it all the way. But yeah, it gives you a little.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only vape I've ever hit was a Juul. And it was when I was in college. It was probably like 2019. And in El Paso, there's this one street with bars. So we were walking through like an alley and Juuls were like everything back then. And so my friend Tiffany had one and she was like, have you ever done this? And I was like, no. And so I hit it and that was like the devil. Those hit so hard. And like, I don't understand how people got into those.
No, yeah. Vaping isn't cool, everyone. It really sucks. Don't vape.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to quit vaping if it wasn't for you, actually. It was really sweet. When we started dating, I was still vaping. And literally the only motivation that I had to quit, because I'd tried to quit a lot in the past. I'd done the cycle of like I quit for 2 weeks, get back on it. I'd done that so many times. I could never quit it. The only thing that motivated me to quit was that you thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
You thought that I was stupid and corny for vaping and I was like, okay, I got to be done. And then you got me a cake on my 1 month of no vape. You got me a little cake that said 30 days no like vape free or something like that.
I went and I got a little custom cake. It said, you're so hot when you don't vape. it was an awesome cake. That cake was so good.
It was really good.
It was really good.
No, that was like the sweetest thing ever. Like you got me a cake for quitting vaping. And there's a Polaroid of that cake on our fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll insert the photo onto the video.
Yeah.
Imagine me though, dating you, laying in bed, we're watching a movie, and then all of a sudden, you know, you just smell some sweet cherry aroma, and I'm like, "What's going on?" I look over, you're putting your vape down. Like, I'm sorry for bullying you, and that's probably why I got you the cake because I felt bad, but I was like,
"Yeah,
why are you doing this?"
No, it was, and I would go into the bathroom to vape because I was embarrassed.
Shut up.
Yeah. Do you not know that? No. Yeah, I would go into your bathroom sometimes and vape. That's... because I was like, I didn't want to like vape around you and blow clouds. But I was like, I need the nicotine.
That's so funny.
Okay. Not the episode. We'll do a vaping episode where I tell.
I don't have much to say other than about vaping.
I'm just going
to
talk about all the dumbest places I've vaped.
That's so funny.
No, yeah. It's, but I'm done now. Anyway, those are some good stories.
Those are some good stories. I feel like. We knew we wanted to talk about firsts, but we barely covered anything.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much time goes by.
Yeah. No.
We can talk for hours, I think.
I think we could probably fill up like 4 more episodes just with like
silly childhood stories,
silly relationship stories, yeah. silly childhood stories. Honestly, I'm like unlocking memories as we speak. I'm like, oh my yeah. God, I gotta tell that story.
I'm like scared. I don't want to unpack something I shouldn't unpack on camera. I'm like, I have to think. I'm like, is that safe?
Yeah, I like how I started this episode being like, yeah, there's not anything I would have done that like I'd not want my parents to know. And yeah. then like 5 minutes ago, I was like, mom, dad, click off if you're still listening.
Honestly, that wasn't that bad. I thought it was going to get weirder than that. You know, yeah. like a drag queen doing her thing, you can't really judge her for that.
I can't. And she wasn't. She was honestly like killing it. The audience mm-hmm. is captivated. But me yeah. personally in that moment, mm-hmm. I'd never seen anything like that. And I was
you were
like,
just a little Christian schoolboy.
I was so scared. Yeah, I was still going to church that time.
Oh, my God. You went to church in L.A.?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
For a little
By
bit.
By yourself?
Yeah. Thank you for all the stories that you shared, though. I appreciated you. Those.
It's awesome hearing them again from you because I've yeah. heard them. I think we shared most of these stories probably when we first started dating.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so different hearing them now.
Yeah, it's good. It is. It's like a different perspective. It's really mm-hmm. awesome. Let us know all of your first cigarette stories in the comments. no, but seriously, thank you so much for watching. Let us know if there's anything else that you would want to hear us talk about.
Mm-hmm.
For memberships, again, like if you do want to give a little extra support, we super appreciate that. And yeah, any more feedback? I mean, episode two.
It.
Hopefully the little mm-hmm. tech issues are a little bit improved mm-hmm. And we'll yeah. keep getting better. But yeah, thank you so much for watching.
Thanks for watching or listening.
Or listening.
We love you.
We love you. Like and subscribe. Bye.